You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Around the Table with Brenda Harkins. That's me, and this is a place where real people like me and you just gather our courage to share the real and raw stories that have shaped us, those stories that shape our convictions and influence our choices. You may not agree with all the perspectives you hear, but here's the beautiful thing. Around the Table, understanding does not require agreement. So pull up a chair. Enjoy the journey with us here, Around the Table. I've been reading this book called 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman. Now, when I say been reading, I've read the first chapter. Okay, so I can't give you a thumbs up on, yeah, this is an amazing book. However, I can give you a thumbs up on the first chapter being an amazing first chapter. There's a thought within that chapter that has captured me because there is another thought that has been playing in my mind that the two thoughts converged today in a way that I saw what is needed for change in a way like I've not seen it before. Okay. We all have situations that we would like to have changed. We have situations with relational situations, whether it's a romantic relationship or a parent-child relationship, a friendship. Perhaps it's something with business that you would like to see changed, or with your finances, or just fill in the blank with that area in your life that is the desire that you want to see changed, but you keep pushing it down and not doing anything about it. Why do we do that? Here's what I have really seen in a new light this week that I want to share with you, because I believe it's so insightful that it puts a choice in front of us that we haven't seen that we had that choice. And we do, friends, we do. We have a choice to not continue living in dysfunction or unhealth or just a lack of going after those things that we most desire. We don't have to continue to live that way. So here's the thing in the book, and this isn't word for word, but the thought within that first chapter that captured me was that We humans mentally fight against the way things are so that we don't have to consciously participate in reality. I'm going to say that again, all right? Think about this. What do you mentally fight against with how things are? There's maybe a situation that you're thinking, you know, I wish this was different. And then you don't do anything about it to make it different. So you're mentally fighting against the way that is and telling yourself something, either, oh, there's no hope for change, or it's not that big a deal, or I'm making too much of this, or I just need to get over it, or I'm strong and I can plow through, or whatever that is. There is a mental fight against the way things are oftentimes, because if we become super aware of where we're at and we allow ourselves to participate consciously in the reality of that, it's going to require some change that is likely going to be uncomfortable for a while, probably even more uncomfortable than the uncomfortable situation you're in. And we don't like to be uncomfortable. We like to be safe. We like to feel safe. We like to feel equipped at least to deal with what doesn't feel safe. And when I say safe, I'm talking, you know, just that emotional safety, that sense of, okay, I know what's happening here. I know how to handle this. So we can be in a very safe situation and yet feel emotionally safe because it's normal to us. Ooh, and that is an unhealth that I've been in that I don't ever want to be in again. I don't want you to be in it. So that thought from the book converged this morning with another thought that I've been pondering about why we do what we do without even giving it a second thought until everything changes in a moment. You know, that's kind of been my thinking. It's like, wow, we just live with this thing and live with it and live with it and live with it. And boom, all of a sudden, done. What is that moment? What is that triggers that moment where everything changes when it's been so-called normal up until that point? Well, I believe that Berkman's thought in that first chapter that I shared is the answer to the question that I've been asking. You know, why do we do it? First part of that, why do we do what we do without giving it a second thought? Well, I think that's because mentally we're fighting against the way things really are, right? I'm going to live in this situation, even though I don't like it, even though I want it to be different, even though I have different dreams, even though it's keeping me from the place I really want to be, even though I'm going to bed crying every night, even though I'm on edge with my most important relationships, fill in the blank with what that is. But we continue doing what we're doing without allowing ourselves to really think about that because we're fighting against mentally how things really are until we don't, until that moment. And that moment that everything changes is when we choose to consciously participate in the reality of what's happening in our life. All right, let me say that again. The moment when everything can change for you is when you decide to consciously participate in your reality, in the reality of the situation you're in, with courage. Now, I want to define courage for you as a choice that you get to make to go after what's more important than the fear. It's all courage is. We don't really, any of us, live fearless. We just live courageous. And courage isn't needed unless there's fear. So when fear shows up and we choose courage, we choose what's more important than the fear, that's when we can overcome it. Right? So with whatever situation that you're in, whatever life circumstance, until you choose courage to face the reality, and it takes courage. It takes courage emotionally just to feel safe and in a new, unfamiliar place, to feel equipped to deal with this new, unfamiliar place, to start doing things differently and saying things differently, responding differently, putting up boundaries that you actually stick by and doing that differently, that takes courage that sees this is worth it because I'm looking at the end of this thing. And at the end of this thing, that big circle around whatever that is more important than this fear I'm feeling right now. That end result is more important than my discomfort temporarily. All right. That's when I get coaching clients that come to me and they're at the point of saying, I don't know what it takes to get past this, but I'm ready. I'm ready to face the discomfort and the fear to get there. That's when I know, boy, you're going to be a success, because that's what it takes. That's what it takes, is the courage to see the end result and go, yep, that right there is more important. So, you know, maybe it's stability. Maybe you desire stability and you're in a very unstable environment. You know, maybe you're stuck in this place that you just feel like you can't get out of, and you, what you really, really want is breakthrough, you know, or transformation, or at least restoration, right? Of a relationship. Maybe it's of your physical body, or maybe it's your soul. But whenever, whatever that is, becomes more important than the fear of what it takes to get there, that's when you are on the road toward success and achieving that end result you really desire. All right? What is it that you might need to pause, choose to stop fighting against the way things are, choose to just stop playing the mental games with yourself and address the reality of the situation you're in? What is that situation? Where, another way of asking this would be, where is health compromised? You know, is my physical health compromised by something I'm doing or not doing? Are my relationships compromised because of something I'm doing or not doing? Am I allowing my own heart and desires, dreams to be compromised because of something I'm doing or not doing? What might that be that you need to pause and consciously participate in the reality of, so that your moment comes where everything changes because you choose courage to go after what's more important than that fear? What is that for you? Because all it takes is just one moment of realization coupled with the courage to go after that thing that's more important. It's all it takes, one moment. And I want you to know that today I am cheering for you, because life is a one-time journey we get to walk. One-time journey. And my prayer is that you enjoy the journey.